For more than two decades, county jails around the state have teamed up with local technical colleges to offer high school and GED classes to prisoners. The federal dollars to pay the instructors comes from the Adult and Family Literacy Fund. But this year, there was just over $600,000 available to fund $1.3 million in jail grant requests. John Jodwine, an instructor at the Chippewa Valley Technical College, says the 20-year-old Eau Claire County program was one of many that didn't get its request this year, so he's scrambling to find another funding source.
It does make an impact if we turn, you know, a handful of people around. It's more than worth all of the effort and dollars invested.
Jodwine says in his years as a jail instructor, he's seen many inmates show up in classes later at the technical college and stay on to complete their vocational degrees. Peggy Myers heads the grants office for the Wisconsin Technical College system. She says the fact that more and more jails are looking for money to expand their education programs is an indication that the programs work. She says the lack of funds this year is not a reflection of the worthiness of those programs.
They were all worthy programs. We requested a lot more money than we had available to award.
Several county jails across the state that didn't make the grant cut this year are turning to private foundations to help fill the funding gap and keep the programs running. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.